You're listening to KNKX. SIFF's Noir City Film Festival kicks off on Friday with 18 movies being shown over the course of a week. The so-called czar of noir, Eddie Muller, will be introducing the films and discussing them with the audience. He's known for writing books about movies, particularly film noir. Muller spoke with our traffic reporters, Adam Gerke and Sprint Arbogast, for their podcast, Cinema Squabble, ahead of his appearance in Seattle. And he started out by explaining what exactly film noir is.
The shortest definition I've come up with yet is suffering with style.
Ah.
I can get it down to three words. But it's really crime movies from the 1940s and 50s, primarily American. That's what we're sort of dealing with in this festival. It has proven to be a very influential and long-lasting movement. You know, people still react to these films in an incredibly enthusiastic and positive way, you know, 75 years later.
So if I'm going to jump into film noir for the first time, what's the quintessential film I should see?
Well, the quintessential film I'm not showing at this time in this festival, that would be Double Indemnity from 1944. I think that you would understand what these movies are about if you watch Double Indemnity, or maybe Out of the Past, which was made in 1947 at RKO. I have shown both of those movies in Seattle previously, so I didn't want to repeat that. But we are showing The Maltese Falcon. We are showing The Big Sleep. We are showing The Blue Dahlia. These are touchstones of crime movies of this period. Those are definitely big, major titles, you know. And I can't overestimate the significance of the actors in these movies. Directors always get all the attention, but the actors being drawn to these films, that's what made this movement possible, and that's what popularized it. Because an actor like Humphrey Bogart sort of became synonymous with the whole attitude that these movies project, which is a very ambivalent, somewhat cynical attitude that wasn't really that prevalent in Hollywood movies before this.
I hear your understanding and your passion for these films. What was it that originally ever sucked you into saying, this film noir thing, I kind of dig this? Were you a kid sitting, you know, in a diner with a half-smoked cigarette and some scrambled eggs and a dame came up? No, it was two dames.
Yeah, I was 8 years old, in fact, smoking a Pall Mall in a diner. No, I love that image. Kid noir, that was me. I would definitely say it was my relationship with my father. Because he was a newspaper man in San Francisco, a sports writer, and he was a character out of a film noir movie, as were all of his cronies and everything. And I was born sort of late in his life. He was already in his 50s when I was born. And I grew up, you know, in San Francisco during, you know, the Summer of Love, and it was a total counterculture thing. But I was surrounded by my dad's pals and all the ephemera of his career, you know, photographs and all this stuff. So when I first saw the movies, and I attribute the first one being a movie called Thieves Highway, it was set in San Francisco. So it was kind of fascinating to me to see this, you know, mysteriously photographed city that didn't really exist any longer. And I remember saying to my dad, like, well, where was this? I mean, I can't see this anymore. And he, oh no, they tore that down and they built this other thing instead. So my love of movies has always been sort of accompanied by using them as cultural archaeology.
What of this festival are you the most excited to dig into this year?
For me, the most exciting thing is bringing something unexpected to an audience, because I love the idea that they're going to encounter it for the first time in a movie theater, not on a DVD or a Blu-ray or on their laptop or something. It's going to be in a movie theater. I want to show those movies to young people who may be seeing them for the first time and explain to them that it's not silly to go out of your way to watch an old movie in black and white on a big screen. Is a very, very valuable use of your time.
Excellent. Eddie Muller, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That was the czar of noir, Eddie Muller, speaking with Adam Gerke and Sprint Arbogast. Details about the Noir City Festival are available at SIFF.net.